Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his successful three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. In Bangladesh, violence erupts in capital Dhaka after the death of student leader Usman Hadi. Ukraine calls on EU leaders to urgently agree to multi-billion euro loan to fund its military and economic needs. US President Donald Trump signs executive order to reclassify marijuana as less dangerous. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in Under-19 Asia Cup semi-final in Dubai this morning. In the second semi-final, Pakistan to face Bangladesh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his two-day visit to Oman yesterday. His visit marks the 70th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi's interaction with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, not only further strengthened the centuries-old ties, but also won hearts of Indian diaspora living there for the last many generations. Both sides expressed satisfaction with the excellent state of India-Oman relations, describing them as a multifaceted strategic partnership. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman has filed this report.
The Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Royal Palace and was conferred with the Order of Oman Award, the Sultanate's uniquely distinct civilian honor, for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and visionary leadership. A comprehensive economic partnership agreement, SEPA, and six memorandums of understanding were all signed in various fields, including maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, and millet cultivation. In a joint statement, both the leaders expressed satisfaction at the excellent state of bilateral relations spanning trade, investment, defense, security, technology, education, and people-to-people ties. They condemned terrorism in all its forms and in manifestations, reaffirming that no justification can ever be accepted for such acts. While culminating his successful visit, Mr. Modi thanked Sultan Haitham bin Tariq for the warm welcome and kind hospitality extended to him and his delegation. He also invited Sultan to pay a visit to India. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives, including My Ayush Integrated Services Portal, a master digital portal for the Ayush sector. He will also unveil the Ayush Mark, which is envisioned as a global benchmark for quality of Ayush products and services. A report.
During the program, Mr. Modi will release the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. He will release a commemorative postal stamp on Ashwagandha, symbolizing the global resonance of India's traditional medicinal heritage. He will felicitate the recipients of the Prime Minister's Awards for outstanding contribution to the promotion and development of yoga for the years 2021 to 2025. The Prime Minister will also visit the traditional medicine discovery space, an exhibition showcasing the diversity, depth and contemporary relevance of traditional medicine knowledge systems from India and across the world. Jointly organized by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, the three-day summit is being held under the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Priya Mandal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Violence has erupted in Bangladesh following the death of student leader Usman Hadi during his treatment in Singapore. Hadi was shot by masked attackers in Dhaka last week and died of his injuries yesterday while being treated in Singapore. Our Dhaka correspondent has filed this report.
As news of his death emerged, hundreds of his supporters gathered in a square in the capital city to protest. Demonstrators vandalized the office of prominent Bangladeshi newspapers, the Daily Star and Pratham Alo, with one building set on fire. Troops were deployed to the scene while firefighters rescued journalists trapped inside the building. Protesters attacked the residence of Indian Assistant High Commissioner in Chittagong, raising serious concerns over the security of diplomatic premises. According to police sources, the incident occurred in the early hours today when an an enraged crowd gathered outside the residence and hurled brickbats, damaging property and creating panic in the area. As the situation escalated, law enforcement agencies fired tear gas shells to disperse the protesters. Navalsang Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on EU leaders to urgently agree to a multi-billion euro loan in frozen Russian money to fund Ukraine's military and economic needs. Russia's $245 billion worth of assets in the EU are held by Belgium-based organization Euroclear. The European Union summit addressing the use of frozen Russian assets is being held in Brussels, Belgium, from December 18 to 19, 2025. Until now, Belgium and some other member states have said they are opposed to using the cash as a reparations loan. Meanwhile, Russia has filed a lawsuit against Euroclear in a Moscow court in a bid to get its money back. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen vowed that they will not leave the summit without a solution. The United States President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to reclassify marijuana as less dangerous. Marijuana was previously in the Schedule 1 category, where it was classed alongside potent narcotics like heroin and LSD. With this order, it would be pushed down to Schedule 3 in a class with ketamine and anabolic steroids. Trump said the change is not the legalization of marijuana. The change will make it easier to conduct research on marijuana, as studies on Schedule 3 drugs require far less approval than for Schedule 1 substances. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In the USA, the board of the Kennedy Center has voted unanimously to rename the iconic performing arts institution Kennedy Center as the Trump Kennedy Center. The announcement did not provide additional details on when the name change would formally take effect or whether any further approvals would be required. The Kennedy Center, located along the Potomac River in Washington, is one of the United States' most prominent cultural institutions, hosting performances across music, theater, dance, and opera. It has long served as a national venue for the performing arts, attracting artists and audiences from around the world. An Indian team's satellite internet concept emerged as a global winner of NASA's 2025 International Space Apps Challenge. The Chennai-based team, Photonics Odyssey, proposed a sovereign phased array satellite internet infrastructure to expand broadband access across remote regions, won the Most Inspirational Award. The project aims to reduce ground dependency and help connect more than 700 million people in India who currently lack access to broadband connectivity. In Pakistan's Murid Air Base, fresh satellite images indicate that repair activity may be underway at the facility. Indian Air Force targeted the air base along with 10 other air bases across Pakistan during Operation Sindoor on 10th of May. India will take on Sri Lanka in the semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the ICC Academy Ground in Dubai today. The match will start at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. In the second semi-final, Pakistan will face Bangladesh this morning. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his successful three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. In Bangladesh, violence erupts in capital Dhaka after the death of student leader Usman Hadi. Ukraine calls on EU leaders to urgently agree to multi-billion euro loan to fund its military and economic needs. US President Donald Trump signs executive order to reclassify marijuana as less dangerous. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in Under-19 Asia Cup semi-final in Dubai this morning. In the second semi-final, Pakistan to face Bangladesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.